Yamaragay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Barre. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people to custodians into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
I'm Heidi, and Tony is back this week to share on the subject of faith in humanity. We may have faith in God, but do we have faith in our fellow man? There are many people who are ready to go out of their way to help someone else, but are you one of those people? Do you think you could be? Today, Tony shares how you can be a blessing to others just by small acts of kindness.
Today, I want to talk about faith in humanity. And it's not often these days, in this time and age that we live in, that people bother or take the time to put somebody else first or to help somebody in need. A bloke not long ago down at Town Green collapsed and had a heart attack. And just because he was a bit scruffy and, you know, had a flagon next to him and that, people just stepped over him. Nobody bothered to see if he was okay, call an ambulance. And, you know, because I said flagon, most people think Aboriginal straight away. Well, he wasn't Aboriginal. He was a white fella. But, you know, most of all, he was a human being. And, you know, no matter what, whether he was a drunk or whether he was down on his luck, you know what comes to mind when I think about that, what happened? That if nobody else cared, Jesus Christ cared. Jesus Christ knew that man and knew everything there was about him. And whether he accepted Jesus Christ or not, Jesus died on the cross exactly just for him. And he does it for you and me. And you know, most of the times we never think about dying, or we think about what's going to happen when we do die. I want to talk about this morning. Something happened. I was at home. I'd prayed with a friend. And I prayed at Psalm 91. Every morning over radio, over my Christian friends and my family, and I pray for Israel. You know, it's so important that we pray for Israel. You know, we owe God a lot, and we know Israel a lot, because all of our heroes from the Bible came from Israel. And we never think about it. You know what the Bible says? For those who bless Israel, God will bless them. But those who curse Israel, God will curse them. If you want to be blessed today, always remember Israel in the prayer, because Israel's going to pray a very crucial time in these last days as a nation. And we as Christians, we need to be vigilant and pray for Israel, pray for their nation, for their protection, and we need to pray for their people. And the reason I'm talking about this now is because I do this every day, and I pray with this elderly friend of mine. And we was praying this morning for protection, because of she's 85. You ever seen her drive a motor vehicle? You really need to pray hard and pray for her really, really hard. And so I prayed for her this morning. And on the way to town, while I was sitting at home, meditating on the word and the thoughts of God, and thinking about what I was going to share on the day, my phone went off. And like any hysterical, upset, crying, just out of control, she was just lost it. And then I can hear a lady trying to calm her down, trying to talk to her, and everything like that. And I was screaming into the phone because nobody could obviously hear me. Anyway, so I hung up, rang back, hung up, till the woman who was talking to her answered the phone. And she told me that my friend Elsie had a car accident in the car park. Nothing too serious, but she was shaken up. She actually really didn't realise she actually hit the other car. So that's a worry in itself. Anyway, so all the police had to be called, and she was hysterical, and I think her whole life flashed before her, because she can't afford to lose her licence and stuff like that, and she lives so far out of town. Anyway, the woman rang me back and she said, Pastor Tony, she said, can you please come out? And she just wants you to come out and pray with her and calm her down. And so I cancelled everything I had on, and I nearly cancelled this session today on the radio, but I thought, well, Lord, you just manage my time. And so I got out there. I spoke to the lady in the manager of the IGA at Timbertown, and she was so lovely. They did a shopping for her. They put their shopping away for her till I could get there. And they even volunteered a staff member to drive her car home if I took her home in my car. And then I said, look, she's got a whole heap of things she needs to do first. I said, look, I'll drive her around, do all that stuff. And then I said, I'll come back and would somebody be available? Once we did all the jobs that we had to do, I went back to the IGA, and Elsie said to me on the way back, she said, they know who you are, Pastor Tony. The staff there, when I told them to ring you, they said, oh, we know who you are. And she didn't say anything else, and I just assumed maybe they heard my radio program or something like that. But anyway, when I got there, they were so helpful. Two staff members got all the groceries, put it in the car. Another staff member got the car keys. And then I said to the manageress, I said to her when I was leaving, I said, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for God to bless you, and I want God to bless your store, because what you did today, most people wouldn't do. And I just thank you for it, and I want God to bless you for what you did today.
I heard about your struggle,
I'm praying.
I want to talk about whether these people are saved or not saved. What they did was a really good thing, because, be honest, most of us are too busy to care about anybody else. I know if this old black fella fell over in the street, they'd walk around you. They might have to walk around Woolworths to get around me, but most people will. They won't care, because we are so selfish as human beings, and we like to put ourselves first. I remember years and years ago when my wife, when she wasn't even saved, she was a single mum with two kids, and she got sick. And a woman from Docs came out to talk to her about the kids. And she happened to say to the woman noticed that she was sick and said, a church in town started up a new service, and they dropped in this morning. And they said, if anybody needs meals cooked, house cleaned, you know, kids looked after, washing done, as a church, we'd like to provide this service free to the community. And my wife wasn't saved. She was the first person they referred to the church. And the church sent a couple out. And this woman came out and she had pneumonia or something like that. I can't exactly remember now what she had, but anyway, she had to stay in bed, couldn't do anything. This church turned up every day, cleaned the house, looked after the kids, and done all the odd jobs, did the shopping, done everything for her for 2 weeks. While she was sick, they said, would you mind if we take the two kids to Sunday school? And she said, oh, it'll give me a break. So she let the kids go to Sunday school. And then after she got better, the kids kept going to Sunday school. And then there was no high-pressured Bible bashing, no running them down and choking them with a Schofield's Bible, shoving it down their throat, Bible bashing them, hunting them down like they was the enemy. All they did was show love. They said to her one Sunday, would you like to come to church with the kids? And she went. But see, God's timing is always right. It's always perfect. Because that day they asked her to go to church, God knew that she would be ready to receive the word of God into her heart, into her spirit. When God comes in, something's got to change. And she did change. She gave her heart to God. She became a Christian. And you know, that was probably over 34 years ago. See, when God comes into your heart, we change. Because God's the same all the time. And because she's still with God, she still loves God and still trusts God, because there's a relationship there. And you see, a lot of other religions, they don't give you that love. It doesn't do anything for you except bind you up, cripple you. We've got to learn to show love to people. Last Saturday, I went out to see this friend of mine, Elsie. She lives out at Ellenborough. And when I got out there, I said, can I buy you some lunch? And she said, well, okay, where do you want to go? I said, I'll go down the Long Flat. And I said, why don't you come with me for a drive, just to get out of the house? So I took her and her son down the Long Flat, and I'm waiting in line to order. And there's this cute little boy and girl there, and they got this cute little puppy dog eyes, and they're looking at their mum, and they're begging for lollies. And my dad was always like this. He'd, in his shop, if there was kids there, he'd always buy them a lolly or buy them something. Me and mum, I don't even know how we got started talking, but we started talking about God, and I told her that I was a pastor on the radio, and she said, oh, I just started listening to Rima. So she said, tell me when you're on so I can listen. And I said, how good have the kids been today? She said, they cleaned the chook pen out of all the poo and everything else. They've been really good kids. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say to me, ask her, can you buy the kids a bag of lollies? And she said, oh, if you must. And then they couldn't make their mind up, so I bought two packets. Showing love is not rocket science. And then I heard her saying to the kids, you know, take the marshmallows, that's what I'd pick. And if I had a half a brain, I would have bought three packets and bought her a packet of marshmallows. And I kicked myself time and time again after she drove off, because I should have bought the marshmallows as well for her. But you know what? We talked about God for 15 minutes while we was waiting for the order. And it was just a chance meeting. It was a God moment. Remember the old ads where people say it's a Minty's moment? Well, I don't like Minty's. I do love Minty's, but they stick to me false teeth. But you know what? God moments never stick to you. God moments fill you with love, joy, and a great feeling of doing something good for somebody. And I love God's moments because you know what? I went down there to buy tea for somebody and finished up witnessing to someone about God for 15, 20 minutes. I was a bit tired and I was a bit cranky. And sometimes we get disappointed in God because we don't get what we want. And even though I'm a pastor, I've been in love with God for 30 years, sometimes it's like being married. We have a few little disputes, but the only time is after my little disputes with God, I got to repent. But sometimes you think it feels good at the time when you've been cranky with God and telling him what you think. But you know what? Don't get in the habit of doing that, but unless you're prepared to repent and ask God to forgive you after. Because God doesn't keep a record of your wrongs. God keeps a record of your heart and your attitude and the way that you respond to problems and trouble. And I just thank God that he doesn't smack me around the head. I mean, I'm ugly enough without him beating me up for every time I get out of line or every time I get cranky with God or feel disappointed. You want to get cranky and leave the church or you're not happy. You know, I don't know how many times I said to God, if things don't work out soon, I'm going to have to ask you to stop helping me. God knows he's got a sense of humor. He knows I don't mean it. But no matter what the devil throws at me, God is always with me. He's promised never to leave me or forsake me, and he's promised to be there always for me. It might look like God's doing anything, but you see, God's got the whole picture at hand. He could see from the beginning to the end. And you know, we get stuck in the middle, and all we can see is the middle, and we can't see past that. And we get cranky with God because sometimes we think God sleeps and he forgets all about us. But you know what the Word of God says? He said, I never sleep or slumber. I'm always working on your behalf. You know what? The moment you pray a prayer and you finish that prayer, God goes to work on your behalf and protecting you, sorting out your problems, looking after your finances, looking after you, because that's the sort of God he is. We might think he goes to sleep and slumbers, but God never slumbers. And God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He tells me that all the time because I'm a bit thick. I'm not only around the middle, but I'm a bit thick in the head as well, because sometimes God has to remind me all the time how much he really loves me and how much he cares for me. And we try not to take God for granted because God is God.
The depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming. Powerful. uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depth of my heart and you love me the same. You are
Indescribable from Chris Tomlin. And we also heard Dick and Mel Tunney with I'm Praying For You. Sometimes people can be such a blessing to us. And more importantly, we can be a blessing to others. As Tony shared, it doesn't take much to do something nice for someone else. If you see a need, check with God if there is something you can do for that person to help them. We hope today's program has been a blessing to you, and Tony would love to hear from you. His phone number is 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. King's Kids Ministries is available online, where you can read up on the latest that's happening and also stream or download any of Tony's messages. Just go to kingskidsministries.org. Last week, we played you the vocal version of the King's Kids theme song, and we're going to leave you with that again today. Here's Matt Dolan with the King's Kids song.
We are the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Jesus' banner, it is over us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are the King's Kids. Hallelujah. We are the King's Kids. Hallelujah. Children of the Most High God, trust Him every day. We are the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Jesus' banner, it is over us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are the King's Kids. Hallelujah, we are the King's Kids. Hallelujah. Most High God, trust Him every day. Trust Him every day. Trust Him every day.
King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.